The next presentation, the second one, will be given by Andrea Venturi on behalf of Angelo Farina, Andrea Capra, Francesco Grandi, and I'm here. The title is Urban Sounds and Acoustical Tour of Parma.
Okay, good afternoon. The title is The Urban Sound, and Urban Sound is a project that was born from the collaboration between the Industrial Engineering Department of the University of Parma and Casa della Musica. The goal of this project is to deliver to posterity an archive of recorded sound field to document the city of Parma in 2012 with advanced 3D surround recording techniques and the creation of a musical ambisonic composition. The idea is that we've got a lot of pictures, images of cities in the past years, but we don't have sound of city. And sound is important as images for us. And the recording equipment employing for this work is an Engen mic. Engen mic is a spherical probe composed by 32 capsules, omnidirectional capsules of good quality, and the frequency response of the system is up to 20 kHz. A very interesting feature of this microphone is that both the preamplifiers and the analog to digital converter are inside the sphere. Therefore, in order to connect this microphone to the sound card, only a simple Ethernet cable is needed. And here you see a custom handmade windshield. Windshield, because of course a lot of the recording are indoor and outdoor. Okay, this is the wall devices used for the recording. The Engen mic, of course, that is connected with its own interface, the Emmy interface, with an Ethernet cable, and with a fiber cable, the sound card, it is connected to the MacBook Pro. The software used was Plug or Bidual, and the gains of the mic are controlled with MIDI messages employing a custom Python software that has been written to do that. Okay, I said that this work, the aim of this work is to record real places in the city of Parma. These are the example of the places that have been recorded. So, indoor and outdoor places, both. Airport and train station, public park, several squares, and for indoor, you could see swimming pool, underground parking, commercial center. You have to notice that we record with the microphone the sound, of course, but we made a panoramic image too. These are some samples of that. And these pictures have been made employing the Sony Blocky panoramic mirror camera. Okay, some example of a square swimming pool in Parma, for example here. So, indoor park, trunk of highway. Okay, these are the places that we have already recorded. So let's talk about the technology employed. As I said, the microphone has 32 capsules, but we synthesize 16 virtual microphones. And the technology has been developed by the Rai Research Center in Turin and by AIDA, that is a spin-off of the University of Parma. This is a picture of the process that has been employed in order to obtain this 16 virtual microphone that will be used to drive a third order ambisonic system. The idea here, you see the 32 real input of the capsules, and these are the 16 output. Each output is created with this path, okay, So we have 32 input that will be convolved with appropriate filters, and summing that you will obtain the pattern that is your target. For our in our work, I said that the target is a third order ambisonic playback system. Therefore, the pattern, the polar pattern that we choose as target, are the patterns are the following: so omnidirectional, figure eight, and so on. And in order to do these large quantities of convolution, a VST plugin has been developed. It is called Xvolver, and as you can see here, it is a, let's call it matrix convolution engine. Here we have the 16 output, the 32 input, and all of these are the impulse response that are shown here, okay, every channel. So an amount of 512 real-time convolution has been employed in order to obtain the 16 virtual microphone output. Okay, after the record, some mixing has been done, and this is the tweeted room in which the mixes have been done. And in this room we have a desktop PC, an RME Hammer for audio interface, a Apogee converters, two amplifier, and 16 speakers. All the mixes has been done under Linux.s, employing mainly Arthur and some ambisonic plugin that has been developed by Fons Andersen that now works in Parma. And in their work, after you will have a little piece, a sample of the sound, of course, no. It is in stereo, and therefore you will not feel the same sensation, but it is done only to let you get to listen and have an idea. So the recording brings the listener to a tour in Parma, and you start from the train station, and you will end at the airport, and in the red circle, here you can see the sample places, and during the tour there is a glue musical soundscape that has been created employing an iPad software called Bloom, and Bloom created stereo tracks, but of course we make an up mix and then we arrange sources in an ambisonic third-order system. And the final listening room is this, and it is a wavefield synthesis room that is named Sala Bianca, and in Casa del Suono Museum that is in Parma. And you can see the dimension and the amount of speakers that are inside that. As the plugin used during the mix has been developed by Fons Andersen, even the control software of this room has been developed by Fons Andersen. And in this wavefield system, inside this room, we virtualize an third-order ambisonic system. So we placed a regular octagon, and we virtualized the distance of the speaker at 15 meters from the center of the room. And these are some snapshots of the system that controls all the room. Here you see the view meters of the speakers. And okay, now the conclusion are the following. So the idea of this project was the creation of an archive of 3D urban soundscapes recorded in Parma, and of course the realization of an immersive virtual tour of the town. and the composition that I enjoy to let you listen in a few seconds is available in Casa del Suono Museum. And the future developments, of course, will be the increasing of sampled places and, of course, the making of a panoramic video and not only a panoramic photo. And, of course, we wanted to try different probes, as an example, the 32-capsule cylindrical array that is actually in development. And we would like to have a permanent installation in this museum. And giving, of course, the visitor the choice, the visitor to choose the places and control is the tour with a tablet, okay, that could be used, of course, as a remote control. And, okay, I have samples of the sound. Train station. Of course, this is only in stereo, but it's only to let you understand better the work, the idea of the work. Okay, thank you.